Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
PM team. Lot left to do on a college football Friday here. We're still talking Steelers, of course, even though there's two huge college games tomorrow. And Steelers are, of course, on a bye. Fan Hotlines presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. This time every Friday, even on a bye week, we're talking black and gold. With a former member of the Black and Gold, that would, of course, be Bryant McFadden. He's on the line right now. B-Mac, Pony out today. I think he's so embarrassed by what happened last Thursday that it actually took him out of commission for today's show. That Syracuse tweet and then all those interception returns for Pitt that he sent out, he just decided he was going to take an L and take this Friday off.
It only makes sense because what he was saying about Syracuse and Kyle McCord and the total opposite happened. He needs a week off to kind of gather his thoughts and kind of regain his confidence.
I will say that his ability to predict games horribly might only be limited to Pittsburgh because he was all over the Jets last night winning that game, and they did. So that's where I wanted to start. Like, I just apologize to the audience for putting the Texans ahead of the Steelers this past week, saying they were still fifth in the AFC on my list because I had Houston ahead of them, Baltimore, Buffalo, and Kansas City too. How much do you watch football, you obviously played, you know what goes in week to week, how much teams can change, how much work they do to try to get better and self-scout and all that stuff. When you're watching these games, B-Mac, how much do you flip your opinions on teams or tweak them week to week based on what you've just seen?
I really don't because it's a long season. And I think when it comes to trying to sustain success for 17 weeks, you have to exercise patience. You have to be patient because what you see in September doesn't mean you will see the same thing in December or January. So for what we saw last night, number one, I took the Jets as well. And one of the main reasons why I took the Jets is because when you look at the gambling angle, the betting angle, they were favored in that ball game. Why was they favorite? I understand Nico Collins is out. Stephon Diggs just got injured last week. But that line was very, very fishy and funny. And usually when Vegas is begging you to do one thing, sometimes you need to do the opposite. Because the majority was taking the Texans getting points. Because they're like, wait a minute, the Texans are the underdog? No question we'll take points. But that's just how the cookie crumbles sometimes, and it's your job to eat the crumbs even when that happens. So for the Jets, they just needed to figure out a way to not lose a ball game. And honestly, if you watch that game, they were still trying to lose it.
Oh, yeah. Malachi Corley was trying to lose it big time going with that drop. What's the deal with the drop ball celebration? That's the only one I don't get because that's the only one that can turn a touchdown into a fumble.
I think, okay, so let's just talk about what we most recently watched with Malachi. A rookie wide receiver, hasn't really played a lot. On a primetime stage, he gets his number called. His emotions got the best of him. He dropped the football before the end zone. No excuses. He has to do better. But also, too, there lies the opportunity for this staff offensively to coach the little things. I understand the Jets won last night, but they're not a disciplined group. They're undisciplined. Undisciplined. In all three phases, that's an undisciplined team. So I'm not surprised to see what we saw with Malachi. And then another thing, too, think about this. When he fumbled the football, I didn't see one coach get in his grill and, like, not necessarily scold him, but let him know, bro, you can't do that. Number one, we're fighting for our lives. We've been in a slump, losing slump, and you go out and do that? I didn't see one coach get in his grill. Only thing I saw was players patting him on the helmet, patting him on the back. No, we're going to do that, but we got to let you know, bro, you cannot do this. We can lose ball games because of that.
I would agree. I'm glad to hear you say that because I noticed the same thing. The coach is just like completely chilling, and like the players seemingly like not even, no one getting in his face. By the way, this is 2 out of 3 games when I just talk about Stroud for a minute here. I thought that guy last year was phenomenal, like lights out. But this is 2 out of the last 3 games. I know there's that win over the Colts sandwiched in between where he has really looked out of sorts. What do you make of his second season right now?
There's something about his rhythm that's not there. Not even just 2 out of the last 3 games. No, let's go back to against Minnesota. Let's go back against Green Bay. There have been a few games where he's looked out of whack. Now they still won ball games, so it kind of gets swept under the rug. But last night, the issues that has followed him so far this season surfaced big time. And I understand he's dealing with a whole new cast of pass catchers. But let's keep it real. When C.J. Stroud started his rookie campaign last season, Nico Collins wasn't the guy that he eventually became. No one knew what they had in Tank Dell, but because of their young quarterback that was executing at an all-time high, he was able to put them in positions to give quality numbers. So now you got to try to do the same thing with Robert Woods, with John Metchie, with Tank Dell, with Dalton Schultz. But we just haven't seen that. But I don't want to put all the blame on C.J. Stroud because this offensive line, when you're the most sacked quarterback in the National Football League midway through the season, when you're the most pressured quarterback midway through the season, no question you're going to struggle.
I would agree. Got 8 sacks last night. That was not good. Let's switch over to the Steelers. Since the last time we talked, if Russell Wilson's first game was like, hey, this is pretty encouraging, I would think the second game for most people was, holy crap, this is awesome. What were your impressions of how he performed against the Giants?
Well, I know last week when I was on, you asked me my grade, I gave him an A. And I remember you told me some people kind of gave him, what, C's and saying
they docked him. Yeah, a couple lucky throws. I did not give him a C this time. I gave him like an A+. Just about.
Yeah, he gets an A+. He gets an A+ because we're seeing Russell really get comfortable within his offense. We're seeing Russell really establish relationships with his pass catchers. And when that happens, the flow of the offense, it changes for the better. And that's what we're seeing. The running backs are running the football. Najee is looking the best he's ever looked in a Steelers uniform. Everything is coming together. So that is important because I felt like last week's game, Monday night's game, was kind of like a trap game because we've seen Pittsburgh look good in moments, like the Chargers game. You beat the Chargers at home, then on the road you lose to the Colts. How's that? That's not supposed to happen, right? So I wanted to see us put together 2 weeks of high-level football, especially on the offensive side, and we were able to do so. So that's very, very encouraging, not to mention you do that riding into your bye week feeling really, really good, and you're going to get healthier coming off the bye week.
Do you feel like after watching the way he spread it around that they still need to trade for another wide receiver to pair up there with Pickens, like a true wide receiver too?
If the deal makes sense, you don't want to overpay for an individual. I feel like you can go get a quality, experienced guy and still do what you need to do. Right, I don't think you need to go out and give a handsome ransom for a high-level guy. Number one, I don't know who's available anyway. That's the thing. Like, we don't know exactly who's available because if you look at the Jets, we thought Mike Williams might be available, but I don't think that's a reality anymore, especially with Alan Lazard being out with his injury. So we don't know who's available. But if there's a competent player that can help, that he's willing to stick his hand in the pile to try to hoist that sticky Lombardi, and you're not overpaying for his services, yeah, I think that's something to entertain.
Last one for you, B-Mac, before we let you go. In general, I've said over the last couple of years, even dating back to Ben's last year, you look at this offense, and even if they made the playoffs, it just didn't feel like this was a serious contender. Are you starting to feel, I know you said Super Bowl, you were very bold about this team, but now, even with Russ, are they starting to feel like a real different kind of ball game than what they've been putting out there the last couple seasons?
Yes. Yes. When you have a quarterback, everything looks different. Everything feels different. When you don't have a quarterback, and for the listeners that are driving in their car, leaving work, going to pick up the kids at school that are tuning in, listening. Thank you, number one. But let me tell you something. And if I'm lying...
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune
I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Tell me to stop and say, B-Mac, you're lying. Stop talking. But if you don't have a quarterback, it feels like your offense, they got to drive 150 yards to score. It feels like you got to go longer because it takes longer. It's a process. Think about it. When you don't have a quarterback, it feels like you got to go an extra 50 yards to try to score instead of the 100 yards if you're driving the length of the football field because it's harder. But when you do have a quarterback, it flows easier. It happens. So to answer your question, I know what I said earlier, and I was saying because I'm a believer in trends. You know what I mean? And I gave you my reason why Pittsburgh can get to the Super Bowl. But now with us having a legit quarterback that is managing the system well, and oh, by the way, now when we look outside our house and look into the neighborhood, the neighborhood is not as pricey as we thought it was, right? And
nope.
What I mean when I say that, it's not as competitive as we thought it would be.
Nope.
Right? Most people thought that our division, the AFC North, would be the most competitive division in the land. It's not. It's a two-team race, right? And if you look at the entire AFC, you just talked about having Houston ranked in front of Pittsburgh before last night's game. They don't look as competitive as we thought they would look. When you look at out west, yeah, you got Kansas City and then who? So everything that's circulated in the AFC is not as competitive as we thought it would be, which actually helped the Steelers' chances. And I said something also. We're starting to get healthier. When we get healthy, remember, we're dealing with so many injuries on the offensive line. We're still winning. We're dealing with injuries on the defensive side. We're still winning. What happens when everyone is there and ready to rock and roll along with Russ doing what he's doing and everybody just staying healthy and staying dialed in? Yeah, so we got a fighting chance because I thought this AFC would be better. I thought the AFC North would be better. It's not. Not saying that it's an easy route, but it's not as tough as we thought it would be, which helps the Steelers.
Bryant McFadden, we talk every Friday. Appreciate it as always, B-Mac. Have a great weekend.
Hey, I just want to know, did anybody text or say B-Mac is lying when I said that about no quarterbacks? I said if I was lying, just tell me to stop.
Got nothing yet on it.
No one intervened?
Got nothing.
Must
nope.
Be saying something right.
Must be telling the truth. Thanks, B-Mac.
No question. Thank you.
I'm fired up now. I'm very fired up now. And you heard what B-Mac just said about quarterbacks. Coming up in a couple minutes. Short break back in like 2 minutes. Wait till you hear what one insider was saying about the Steelers quarterback situation. It wasn't the same as what you just heard from B-Mac, and it has me scratching my head. I'm trying to figure it out. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. A very interesting and odd little note about the Steelers quarterbacks from an NFL insider coming up next. First, a fan headline.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app